it was the second half of our talk on church life.
上一次呢，我们讲到了会众与会众之间的关系。
Last week we talked about the relationship between Christians in our congregation.
也讲到了教会怎么样去对待那些真正有需要的人啊。上次讲的是真寡妇。
And how to treat those who are genuinely in need. Last week we talked about widows.
今天我们继续讲另外两个保罗所提出来教会生活的要点。
And today we'll cover two other important requirements of church life from Paul.
第一个呢是保罗在17-25节今天经文当中讲到教会要怎么样去对待那些治理教会的长老。
In chapter 5 verse 17-25, Paul brings up how a church should treat their elders.
也就是今天在教会里面全职侍奉的牧者。
And these are equivalent to today's full-time pastors.
在保罗第一点提出来的呢是有关牧者的待遇的问题。
Paul's first point is to address the compensation or remuneration of a pastor.
在的第一段呢，保罗用了两段的圣经来支持他的论点。第一段呢，在《生命记》里面出现过，就是呢，牛喘固的时候呢，不可拢住他的嘴。
Paul uses two verses to support his argument. And the first comes from Deuteronomy, verse 24:15. You shall not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain.
那意思是说牛这么辛苦为人来工作取得粮食给人吃人也要公平的对待牛要让他们在工作的时候能吃得饱。
It means that when an ox is working hard in the field, a farmer should treat the ox fairly and let it eat.
中国有句话叫什么又要马儿跑又要马儿不吃草大家听过吗
Similarly, there's old Chinese saying, you can't expect a horse to run on an empty stomach.
那这样是不行的。
You can't do this.
保罗呢还用耶稣所讲的一句话来印证，在路加福音第10:7呢，里面讲到了工人得工价是应当的。
Paul also used words from Jesus himself. From Luke, Jesus said, The laborer deserves to be paid. Okay.
保罗甚至还这样的讲哦，在经文里面17节说到那些善于治理教会的长老，尤其是那些在讲道啊、教导上面劳苦的长老，你们应当看他们是配受加倍的敬重和供奉。
Paul goes on to say in verse 17, "Let the elders who rule well, be considered worthy of double honor, especially those." Who labor in preaching and teaching.
当然了谁是讲道和教导上面劳苦的人呢很难有准则是不是去判断到底是谁是这样的人所以我想今天有很少很少的牧师或者传道人是拿双倍的工资的。
Of course, it is difficult to say who really labors in preaching and teaching.
反而呢
And therefore, there are very few pastors today receiving double pay.
反而拿一半工资的牧师越来越多。
So there are more and more receiving half pay.
教会普遍呢倾向于不要给太多的工资给传道人目的呢就是为了传道人的好。
It is a common practice in churches not to give pastors high pay. It's for their own benefit.
因为呢工资少的话呢这样就不会吸引那些在外面找不到工作的人啊然后看看诶做牧师挺好的工资高而且一个星期只要上一天班星期天上班星期一到六都不用上班不知道他都去哪里了多好都是自由时间。
Because, a low salary means churches will not attract those people who cannot find a good job outside, and sees being a pastor as a steady profession that pays well and works only one day a week.
当然了，这是错误的一个想法。根据调查呢，在西方国家，就是美国啊、澳洲这些外国人的牧师，他们的平均工作时间一个星期是50-70个小时。
This perception is of course wrong. Survey shows that pastors working in Western countries such as America and Australia work on average 50 to 70 hours a week.
那我相信在华人社会的华人牧者呢工作时间会更多，因为华人对于牧养的要求会更多。
I'm sure that Chinese pastors work even more as their congregations require more care.
我同意牧师的待遇哦不需要非常的高，因为做这个工作的目的本身就是为了神的呼召，不是为了钱而去找这份的工作。
I fully agree that pastors should not receive extraordinary treatment because this job is a calling of God, not salary.
但怎样才是公平和足够呢？这是非常有智慧的一个问题。
However, it requires wisdom to know what is fair and sufficient.
我遇到很多的退休的老牧师啊，他们都同样的面对着一个困境。
I've met many old and retired pastors who are in the same predicament.
啊，就是在他们年轻的时候呢，他们在教会哦全心的侍奉，而教会呢也给他们在生活上足够的生活保障。
So they serve wholeheartedly at church when they were young, and of course the church also provides amply for them.
啊，譬如说教会会给他住的房子哦，水电啊这些的开销呢，都是由教会来负担的。
For example, the church covers their housing and all their utilities.
所以他们不需要担心房价啊，或者是租金啊，还呢，教会还会给他一点点的现金啊，作为生活上的开支，比如说食物之类的。所以呢，平常的生活他们一点都不要担心，因为教会都帮牧师解决了。
So they need not worry about housing prices or rent, because the church covers it all for them and they also receive some cash to cover other expenses.
这样的话呢，他们就可以全心的投入教会的侍奉，不用管这些琐碎的事情。
As a result, they can cast these worries aside and devote all their effort to church.
问题是，他们一到了65岁啊，现在67岁了，退休了，怎么办呢？
What happens when they reach 65 or 70 years old? It's time to retire.
教会呢跟着你不做这个工作了，就要搬离这个牧师的房子了。当然牧师的工资呢不可能存到钱的。神那个时候还没有把你接上天，那怎么办呢？
The church, when you stop working as a pastor, the church requires you to move out of the vicarage. And on a pastor's salary, it's not enough to accumulate any savings. And if God hasn't received you into heaven yet, what do you do?
我们在这里可能有很多人已经在教会很多年了，大家有想过这些问题吗？
Many of us have been here many years. Have we ever thought about this problem?
在澳洲政府还好啊，还有一个基本的保障制度，那些老牧师们退休了之后就去拿救济这样的过生活。
In Australia, at least the pastor can rely on the government's basic social security.
但是在很多其他的国家，牧师是没有条件可以退休的，因为这些国家没有福利。
But in many other countries, that don't have a welfare system, their pastors have no choice but to keep working.
刚才我问的问题，大家可能很多人没有思考过这些教会的问题啊。将来啊，今天你们还年轻，将来可能你们当中会有人会成为教会的监督。或者教会的执事，这些都是你们将来要去思考的一些的问题。
Perhaps many of you have never thought about these problems, but when you become the church's warden in the future, if you do, this will be something that you need to worry about.
牧师的工资到底应该是多少啊？福利要怎么样？今天我没有一个答案可以告诉你，大家可以回去你们的团契里面去讨论。
As to how much a pastor's salary needs to be and what privileges they should have, I don't have an answer for you today. I will leave it for you to discuss in your cell groups.
但是这些是教会每一天都面对的问题，不是能够逃避的问题。
But these are problems that the church faces every day.
好了，保罗继续讲到另外一个问题，关于牧者的，就是指责牧者的问题。保罗在19到20节说，如果牧师犯了罪，要怎么样处理呢？
Paul goes on to talk about what to do when a pastor sins.
19节，他说控诉长老的事，除非有两三个证人，否则不要受理。
In verse 19 he says, Never accept any accusation against an elder except on the evidence of 2 or 3 witnesses.
在教会要指责教会的领袖要非常的小心。
One needs to be very careful about accusing a church leader.
保罗说，如果你没有真凭实据，再加上两三个可靠的证人的话，你就连理都不要理这些事情。
It's Paul's advice to simply ignore these accusations unless there is hard evidence plus 2 or 3 more reliable witnesses.
为什么这样呢？
Why so stringent?
因为教会领袖的权柄是来自神的，是神呼召和拣选这些人成为领袖的。
Because the authority of a church leader comes from God. He was chosen and called by God.
任何对教会领袖的指责，对教会或者是领袖本身都可能会带来一些没有办法补救的伤痕。
Any accusation against the church leader may bring irreversible damage to the church and the leader himself.
同时也是损害了整个教会的形象，损害了神的荣耀。
At the same time, damage the image of the church and the glory of God.
所以呢，教会领袖的权柄，会众应该是绝对的顺服的。
Therefore, the congregation should be fully obedient to the church leader's authority.
这个时候可能有人会问，那教会不是很独裁吗？
Isn't church a dictatorship?
是的，教会是很独裁的，我告诉你。
Yes, it is.
因为教会里面只有一位独一的真神，是神的国度。
Because God is the one and only God, and the church is His kingdom.
所以在教会里面，神是独裁的。
Therefore, God is the dictator at His church.
如果教会领袖是按照神的原则来行事，或者圣经的原则来行事的话，会众应该是要顺服他所有的那个属灵的权柄。
If a church leader acts under the Bible's principles, then the congregation should obey his spiritual authority.
那就算牧师他的处事方法做事情的方法不一定是你喜欢的。但是如果他没有违背圣经的教导，大家可以给意见，但是如果他不听的话，大家应该还是要顺服他。
Even when you might not like the way the pastor does things, as long as he doesn't violate the teachings of the Bible, you may give your opinion, but in the end, you should always submit under his God-given authority.
所以呢，不能随便的指控牧者，甚至在背后讲牧者的坏话，这都会损害整体教会的形象，领袖的权柄。
Hence, do not lightly accuse a pastor. Even talking behind his back is damaging to his authority.
那有什么时候大家可以指控或者反对牧者呢？
But when is it okay to accuse or oppose a pastor?
就是当牧者或者领袖真的犯了罪，违背了圣经的真理的时候。
It is when the pastor sins, violating the doctrines of the Bible.
举个例子，如果你的牧师开始支持同性婚姻的时候，那个时候你就要站起来去反对他。
For example, if your pastor starts to support gay marriages, then you must stand up and point out his sin.
因为这是完全跟圣经背离的，非常明显的违背真理。
Because clearly it is against the Bible's principles.
如果真的发生的话，教会绝不能够轻易的去放松放过。
And if it'sReally happening, the church will not ignore it.
20节，保罗说，常常犯罪的，你要当众责备他们，使其余的人也有所惧怕。
Verse 20, as for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all, so that the rest also may stand in fear.
因为我们要去表达教会是圣洁的教会，我们对罪是弃绝的。
This verse expresses the absolute serious attitude that a holy church should have towards sin.
近年呢，我们可能在新闻里面都看到，很多时候天主教发生那种神父被指控恋童啊、性侵犯啊这样的事情啊，而且教会要赔很多的钱。
In recent years, there have been a lot of news in the media regarding Catholic and Anglican priests violating children, and as a result, much compensation has been given out by the churches.
我想比赔钱更可怕的是整个教会的信誉和神的荣耀已经被亏损。
But what's more frightening is the damage made to the church's reputation and God's honor.
这些事情很多都已经发生了好几十年了，几十年前的，在当时发生的时候呢，其实教会也知道的。
Most of these events occurred many decades ago, and back then they were actually known to the church.
但当时教会怎么样去处理呢？他们把事情啊遮盖起来，然后把这个神父把他调走，调到了另外一个地方去，就这样就处理了。
But how did the churches back then deal with it? They decided to cover up everything and simply move the pastors to another congregation.
把罪掩盖起来的后果就是今天对教会带来更多更大的伤害。
The result of them covering up this sin, is that they ended up bringing more damage to the church today.
啊，所以保罗说，你不要随便的去指控牧者或者教会的领袖。
Paul says not to accuse a church leader lightly.
但如果牧者真的是犯罪的话，就要公开的、严厉的处置，使别人能够警惕。
But if a leader really did sin, then it must be brought out into the open and dealt with harshly to serve as a warning for others.
这样呢，也可以让其他非信徒外面的人知道教会对罪的态度是怎样的。
In this way, we can also demonstrate to the unbelievers what the church's attitude towards sin is.
保罗还提另外一个题目，就是关于案例牧者的问题，在21节保罗说，不要匆匆忙忙地替别人按手，也不要在别人的罪上有份，要保守自己的清洁。
Verse 22 Paul says, Do not ordain anyone hastily and do not participate in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure.
这是说保罗在提醒提摩太，你不要很匆忙地去安立一个长老，要小心地考验验证。
Paul's reminding Timothy that he mustn't hasten to appoint anyone as a church leader. He should go through careful consideration.
因为替别人按手呢，就等于你是做了一个保证人。
Because to lay hands or to ordain someone means to become that person's guarantor.
保证人是比如说你有人欠了别人的钱不还，那就是保证人要还的。
Guarantor is someone who pays a debt if the person that you The guarantee cannot pay themselves.
所以呢，以后如果那个人犯罪，你按手的话，他的罪你也有份。
So when a leader sins, his guarantor is responsible in part to some extent.
24-25节保罗说，有些人的罪是明显的，就先受审判；有些人的罪是后来才显露出来的，照样善行也是明显的，就算不明显，也不能隐藏。
Verses 24 to 25, the sins of some people are conspicuous and precede them to judgment, while the sins of others follow them there. So also good works are conspicuous even when they are not. They cannot remain hidden.
若应用到今天呢，就是教会在案例牧者啊聘请牧师的时候要非常小心，因为有些人的罪是隐藏的，不容易被发现。
Applying that to today, it means that we must be very careful in selecting people to be church leaders. The sins of some may be hidden and not easy to discover.
那我们圣公会呢，就有一个非常好的制度来确定一个人是不是真的被神呼召啊，要全职的去侍奉。
The Anglican Church has a very good set of regulations to help determine if someone is truly called by God into full-time ministry.
一般这样的程序呢，从你作为你一个平信徒，你想去全职服事，要成为案例牧师像我今天被案例呢，大概需要6-8年的时间。
The process of a believer becoming ordained as to a pastor usually takes between 6 and 8 years.
如果一个人要成为教会的主任牧师的话呢，差不多要需要10年的训练才能够经过这个分辨的过程。
And it will take around 10 years of training and discernment to become the vicar of a church.
那想想花这么多年时间，其实这个做法就是为了要保障教会能够真正得到一个牧羊人。
This is to ensure that the church will receive a true shepherd for its congregation.
我们想象一下，狼进了羊群会怎么样啊？
Consider this, what would happen if a wolf, breaks into a paddock?
狼进了羊群呢，最多吃你几只羊。
Perhaps they will eat a few of your sheep.
吃饱了他就不吃了。
And when he's full, he'll stop eating.
但是牧羊人变成了狼就不一样了。
But if the shepherd becomes a wolf, then
整个农场就变成了狼窝了，是不是？
And the farm will become a den of wolves.
教会就不再是教会了。
And church will no longer be a church.
所以教会在选择领袖或者牧者的时候，我们要特别的小心，情愿慢慢的等待，好过找错了。
Therefore, a church must be very careful in selecting its pastor. Choosing slowly is better than choosing wrong.
那今天我们可能还在等待，要找一个人来代替阿比的位置，我们慢慢的有耐心的在等待。
And today we're patiently waiting for someone to take up Ivy's role.
好，我们再看下去。还有在23节的经文当中啊，很奇怪，保罗突然间加了这一句话，因为你的胃不好，而且身体常常软弱，不要单单喝水，可以稍微用点酒。
In verse 23, perhaps a little surprising to see this, Paul says, No longer drink any water, but take a little wine for the sake of your stomach.And your frequent ailments.
这句话跟上文下文都没有什么关系的，可能是保罗在写信的时候突然间想起，提摩太有胃病，所以加上了这一句话。
There is really no connection between this verse and the surrounding verses. Perhaps Paul suddenly remembered, Timothy's stomach illness.
所以呢，提醒提摩太说，在繁忙的教会服事当中呢，不要忽略身体的健康。
So he reminds him not to neglect his health when he's busy with the church's affairs.
我想这句话虽然和整篇的信息没有很直接的关联，是一句很私人的问候。
Even though I think this verse might not be directly connected to the whole passage, it is only a personal message.
但是它也可以给我们一些的提醒。
Nonetheless, it can serve as a reminder for us.
第一个提醒是，作为教会的领袖或者牧者，除了我们属灵的健康之外呢，还要好好的注意自己的身体。
Firstly, a pastor must take care of both his spiritual and physical health.
因为身体健康才能够服侍得更长久。
Because being healthy will enable him to serve longer.
在这一方面，我想我自己也要好好的反省一下，我因为基本上不做运动。
And Ben needs much serious reflection in this area, as he does not exercise at all.
所以我自己要认罪悔改。但是另一个问题，在这里可以提醒会众的。
And there's a reminder for the congregation as well.
就是属灵上的健康，你可能帮不上牧师很多的忙。
You might not be able to help much with the pastor's spiritual health.
但是在关心牧者的或者领袖的生活上面身体健康上面，大家又关心多少呢？
But how much thought have you put into your pastor's livelihood and physical health?
这些都是牧者和会众之间的关系。
This is a relationship between a pastor and his congregation.
在今天还有两节的经文我们要看，在第六章的一到二节讲完了牧师和会众之间的关系，保罗继续再讲到基督徒在工作的环境当中和其他的人关系。
There are two remaining verses today. Paul, after explaining the relationship before, Paul goes on to talk about a Christian's relationship with his colleagues.
在罗马帝国的统治之下呢，超过一半的人口他们的身份是奴隶。
Under the Roman rule, about half the population were slaves.
我们先不讨论这个奴隶制度是好还是不好啊，因为这就是当时的社会的结构。
Let us sidestep the problem of slavery, for the moment, and accept that it was the social structure of the time.
但是当那一些身份是奴隶的基督徒要怎么样去面对那一些不是基督徒的主人呢，和怎么样去面对那一些跟他们一样是基督徒的主人。
What attitude should a Christian slave have towards their Christian or non-Christian masters?
保罗说凡负轭做奴仆的 应当看自己的主人是配受十分的敬重，免得神的名和道理被亵渎。
Paul says, let all who are under the yoke of slavery regard their masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and the teaching may not be blasphemed.
也就是说，做了基督徒，不管你的上司是不是基督徒，你在你自己的工作岗位上面应该是更加的认真，对上司应该是更加的尊重。
In other words, as a Christian, you must treat your superiors with respect, whether they share your belief or not.
这样就不会被外边的人找到借口，说基督徒是懒惰的，或者是基督徒是不尊重上司的。
So that there will be no excuse for others to accuse Christians of being lazy or disrespectful towards their bosses.
因为我们做基督徒的不是来到教会才是信仰生活。
A Christian's spiritual life does not begin and end at the church.
基督徒生活的每一个层面都代表着你那个天国子民的身份。
Rather, a Christian's identity is reflected in every facet of his daily life.
所以我们不能给耶稣丢人，是不是？
We shouldn't lose face for Jesus.
那我们再讲，如果当奴隶身份的人遇到主人，他也是基督徒，怎么办呢？
So what happens when a slave meets a Christian master?
就是说今天如果你的上司也是基督徒要怎么办？
For example, if your boss is also Christian.
保罗在其他的书卷不说过吗？在主里我们是一家人，都是弟兄姐妹，不分彼此嘛。
Didn't Paul say that we're not individuals, but brothers and sisters in one family under God?
这样就很好办了，既然我上司是我的弟兄姐妹，那我们就随意一点就可以了，是不是呢？
Great, since we're all brothers and sisters, let's just go easy on each other.
保罗怎么说的呢？保罗说的是，奴仆有信主的主人，不可因为他们是弟兄而轻看他们，倒要加意的服侍他们，因为这些受到服侍的是有益处的。
This is what Paul says.Those who have believing masters must not be disrespectful to them on the ground that they are members of the church. Rather, they must serve them all the more, since those who benefit from their service are believers and beloved.
我们在教会中的身份的确是弟兄姐妹，没有错的。
Our relationship within the church are brothers and sisters.
但是刚才讲了，如果一个做奴隶的服侍那一些非基督徒的主人都这么用心的工作，使别人对基督徒有一个很好的印象。
If a slave serves a non-believing master well, so that Christians can be well perceived.
那如果我们服侍一个对象是基督徒，是一个我们所爱的弟兄姐妹，我们不是应该更加的努力吗？
When we're serving a Christian brother or sister, it is someone we love. Shouldn't we work even harder and respect them even more than others?
所以呢，在就算你的上司或者你的工作伙伴是弟兄姐妹，也要在工作上尊重对方，不能轻看对方。
So even if your boss or your colleague are Christians, do not be disrespectful towards them.
这就是我们基督徒在你工作的地方职场上的态度。
This is the right Christian attitude to have at work.
在这两次的讲道当中，我们讲了基督徒信仰生活当中的四种不同的关系。
In the past two sermons, we have talked about four different relationships in the Christian life.
我们重温一下这四个关系是什么。第一个就是在教会当中人与人之间的关系。
Firstly, it was the relationship in a congregation.
第二个是对教会中有需要的人我们怎么样处置。
Secondly, a relationship with people who are in need.
第三个，今天我们讲的怎么不动了？教会领袖刚才讲的。
And today we just covered a relationship with the church's leader.
第四个刚才讲了，就是奴仆的关系，也就是在工作的地方 和别人的关系。
And lastly, the relationship in our workplaces.
这四个关系当中有哪一些需要我们每一个基督徒去认真的反省呢？
So which of these four need careful reflection from us?
譬如说在教会当中我们讲到教会是神的家，在你的眼中啊，你旁边的这些人，周围的人，你和他什么关系呢？
For example, we know that church is God's family. Look around you. How do you see the people around you?
你是否有把这一些人当做你的弟兄姐妹来看待呢？
Do you treat them as your real brothers and sisters?
或者是啊，教会有人向你借钱。
For instance, what if someone in the church wants to borrow money from you?
你怎么去处理呢？
How will you deal with that?
啊，我们在上一次讲到讲过了。
We talked about this before.
又或者你对教会领袖的权柄顺服有多少？
Or how much Are you willing to obey under the leader of the church?
还是一天到晚挑剔他们，哎，这个做得不好，那个可以做得更好。
Or do you spend day and night nitpicking the way that they do things?
你了解教会对你牧师的待遇吗？
Do you know the remuneration of your church to your pastor?
这些待遇公平吗？合理吗？足够吗？
Is it fair and sufficient?
在你的工作或者学习的地方啊，能够让别人看到，因为你自己是基督徒，所以呢，你是不会偷懒的，你是一个可以信任的人。
At your workplace or in your school, are you open about your Christianity? And in order not to be perceived wrongly, do you?Not be lazy and be dedicated to your work.
我想这类的问题，我们还有很多很多可以来反省我们自己的生命。
There are many more questions that we can use to reflect on these two sermons.
我想这是一个很好的开始啊，在这个礼拜我们的团契开始了，我们用这一些的问题，或者你可以加更多的问题，来为我们自己做一个全面的检讨。
So this is a good beginning. We can think up more questions to reflect on these things.
那以致我们在新的一年当中，现在要开始了，我们就可以更加有力量的来为耶稣基督做见证。
So that we can fully examine ourselves and start the year with renewed energy to witness for God.
那是也请所有的团契的组长啊，自己要去准备我们每一个团契里面的查经的资料。
And can all the Bible study leaders prepare for this upcoming Bible study?